Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The opinions and suggestions expressed in the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. The following program is sponsored by Moody Custom Homes, LLC, Ideal Electric, LLC, and Oz Safe Rooms Technology, Incorporated. This is KRMG Home Pros, where Green Country gets the facts about new home construction and remodeling. Call the show at 918-460-KRMG or text us at 95920. KRMG Home Pros on 1023. KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
I'm proud of the house we built.
Good afternoon. Welcome to KRMG Home Pros. It's 1023 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. I'm Skyler Cooper in the studio on this really cold, blizzardy. No, actually, we survived the blizzard, didn't we?
It's not that bad today. I wouldn't call that much of a blizzard.
I think there's more treatment on the roads than any snow actual.
My 5-year-old is so mad because she was thinking that she was going to get to go play in the snow, and I told her it's ice is not very fun to roll around in.
And it's kind of painful to do that.
Get more snow out of the freezer.
Yeah. At this point, you could. Daryl and Aaron Moody from Moody Custom Homes in the studio, buildyourcustomhome.com. Aaron, your phone number?
918-734-4059.
If you have a need for an electrician, make sure you call Brandon. He's over at Ideal Electric, idealelectrictulsa.com, 918-812-7641. And check out our buddies down at Oz Safe Rooms, ozsaferooms.com, or 405-672-8400. Daryl, we're going to look down the couple of weeks on the calendar here and think about spring and think that it might be time to start planning for your remodels that you want to do when it warms up.
Yeah, we do. And I want to bring up a couple issues real quick. Aaron doesn't like
issues.
A couple things first off. We will actually be in Oklahoma City next weekend at their great big home and garden show at the fairgrounds in Oklahoma City.
January 17th through 19th, 2020, State Fair Park, Oklahoma City.
Aaron and I will both be there with our guy that we're working with in Oklahoma City, and then Tom Hines is his name. And we will also then be back here the weekend after for the home garden show that's the Cox, what do y'all call it, Skyler?
It is the home and garden show.
Okay.
They don't brand it too much beyond that.
How convenient.
It
is the...
Usually the Green Country Home and Garden Show.
What's those dates, Aaron?
24, 5, and 6.
7 days after every single one of the dates that I just gave.
So we'll be out there on the 25th.
Yeah, 24, 25th, 26th. We'll have a live show there next Saturday, obviously, Skyler, since we'll be down there. I think, you know, unfortunately, people are just going to have to listen to another show again instead of hearing our voices live. But
hey, we've got a lot of great things that we've covered in the can you believe we're coming up on a year here in a couple months?
Well, you know, one that we might, if we have a little time, just touch on it, but one we might put on is the show we did about the outdoor living spaces and stuff.
Yeah, good. It'll tie in right after this.
Yeah, it's perfect because it actually ties in well. And one thing I want to remind people of is that our website is buildyourcustomhome.com. So if you want to go to that, then you can link over our Facebook page. You can look at a lot of pictures we've put out lately, and that's the easiest way for us to actually broadcast pictures. And then also I want to remind people that we at Moody Custom Homes, we are members of the Affiliated Builders Group, which gives us some of the largest discounts you can get in new home construction materials and everything. So it's a real good reason to come and talk to us when you go to these shows and see what we can do for you, either on your remodel models or your custom home. But today we want to focus a little more on remodels. What we're looking at is things that you might want to start thinking about getting going now so that they're ready for you come spring, summer, so you can sit and enjoy them. And a few of those things we're going to look at, I don't know that we'll get to all of them, but we're going to talk about siding and sidings and windows, and then we're going to talk about pergolas, porches, patios, outdoor living, and we may not be able to hit that much, but we also want to hit on landscaping. And I know we've got KRMG has a great landscape taping show in the morning with Mr. Storjahan, and I'm sure he would tell you that when exactly to put those plants out. But what we want to talk more about is getting those landscaping beds built. If you're going to build them out of anything, masonry or whatever, now's the time to do it so that you have it ready for those spring planting times and everything. So,
hey, real quick, I do want to remind people too, you know, we are members of ABG, obviously, which is a great thing, that, you know, all those discounts, those wholesale buying power that we pass directly on to our customers. But we are also members of Tulsa Home Builder Association, the HBA, and COBA is what it's consulted. Down there, Central Oklahoma Home Builders Association. So we are members of both HBAs in Central and Tulsa. So it's a good reference to check out. And if you're looking for a builder or remodel or anything, you can get on HBA's websites or call them directly, and they'll give you some names and numbers of different guys around that do that kind of stuff.
So. And although our name is Moody Custom Homes, we do a lot of remodels. And the reason people like using us in remodels is because we use the exact same subs that we use in the new home construction. So that means we actually have a faster accessibility to them. They get on the jobs faster. And also we tend to, when we go out and do remodels, we tend to be able to offer things in much better pricing than you can get sometimes.
And on that note too, if anyone needs somebody for any of those little jobs, you know, we obviously talk about Ideal Electric for electrical work, but we've had plumbers and all kinds of different contractors on that you guys actually use, and so you trust them, you vetted them. We always say that. So if they need those things, they can call you directly and just say, hey, who would you use for this? And you can set them up.
Yeah, we'll help them. They don't have to do business with us if people want to call and ask us questions. That's part of this show. We invest a lot into this show that most of the time does not do us well. It actually helps a lot of the people we bring in here. As a matter of fact, we had Sarah Hadrava in here about financing, and she told me when she left the show the other day that she had
five people
put into several $1 million worth of loan applications off of her just being here in the show.
How about that?
And the reason is because she offers a very good product, and we highly endorse her. And I'm sure that those five people who call her, if they go ahead and carry through that, they'll be very happy.
So today, well, let's get going into siding. I've only heard of a couple of these things, so it'll be a real good educational piece for me. And for the listeners, too, if you have questions, don't forget you can text your question in at 95920 while we're on today, and we'll try to answer it.
Well, our guest today is Doug Jackson, and you might have, if you've listened to our shows all the time, Doug was in here when we were going through the actual trim out of houses during our whole construction, because for years we used Doug as a trim carpenter for us, but Doug has a little more experience in that, and I'll just kind of give you a real fast resume. Doug actually, we first met Doug when he worked as he sold windows, doors, siding, and things like that from Mill Creek Lumber. And then back in, I believe it was the late 2000s, he switched over and went out on his own. He left Mill Creek and went out on his own. Still has a real close relationship with Mill Creek, knows everything that's going on there. But the interesting thing about Doug is he's actually helped us. A lot of the listeners may hear our advertisements that we have Ronnie Dunn from Brooks and Dunn. And full disclosure, he's a relative of mine. And so that helps. But actually, Ronnie had us go out to his house in Santa Fe, and we put in some very expensive windows that we had brought in from San Antonio. They were custom-made bronze and glass windows, and he liked them so well that he had us do it at his house in Nashville. Well, the only person that we trusted to do that was Doug. Doug actually is trained, and he is actually has a degree in chemistry. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And all the guys who work with Doug, he is so smart that his name to those guys is Big Brain.
Big Brain.
And so anyhow, I tell you, Doug just did a phenomenal job, and we've made three trips to Nashville and then one to Santa Fe with your crew.
Santa Fe, all over the place.
And I'm telling you, he just figures out how to make things happen. And when you're doing it in multi-million-dollar homes, then he's a person well worth listening to.
Was there a little pressure on that job?
Quite a bit.
Yeah,
because you're responsible
right.
for everyone you bring out there, their activity, you know, them looking up at the sky instead of paying attention to what was going on. And so you're kind of under the gun a little bit because you are working for someone extremely famous.
Well, so with that, Doug, that's your introduction. And
hey, well, Daryl,
was it all true?
yet to be seen. But thanks for asking me in here today. The way I understood, you were just going to kind of pick my brain a little bit on the past 30 years of construction experience I've had, basically in regards to the differences in siding that are available on the market today. The most popular being the fiber cement line of products. Everybody probably knows that brand name, James Hardie product. And then the other one is the LP, which is Louisiana Pacific Smart Side, which is an OSB-based product with a heat-embossed textured face. So those are the two main siding products in general use out there today that we see.
What Doug means by heat embossed textured face, too, is for the people that are driving around and they want that wood grain look without the real wood, because things like wavy rough cedar and things like that are obviously kind of becoming the things of the past, but they're very a special order item. They're very expensive. You got to order exact amounts. You can't, you know, there's just a whole lot of factors in it, but it gives you that wood grain look that you can order in that. They do have smooth, but they do have different textures on them.
And Aaron, thanks for clarifying that, too. If I use a term or something, just jump right on in. The Hardie board is made of silica, which is a dusty product when you cut. You have to wear a mask when you're working with it. The
Now, why do you need to wear that mask? What's going to happen if you don't wear that mask? Well, now that actually, that silica, they say is, and I'm not trying to scare people, but it's important. If you're out there cutting that stuff as a homeowner and you're wanting to put your own siding up, it has carcinogens in it. It is the same as if you're breathing in asbestos.
Absolutely. And I've installed it for many, many years, and it is not something that I would recommend a homeowner do on their own.
Yeah, and, you know, one other thing, and we're going to dive into a lot of this when we get back from the break here, but one thing, too, if you use Hardie, you have got to get a special saw blade. And they are a little bit pricey, and you can burn through them depending on how much Hardie you are cutting, but the idea behind it is using a special saw blade because it is concrete.
One thing about all your projections, your electrical wires, your plumbing, everything that pokes through your wall has to be cut with something diamond or carbide tipped, which gets expensive.
Yes, it can. Anything like that. If anybody's ever priced any saw blades, drill bits, anything like that, they will actually drill through a Hardie material like that. They can definitely see the cost on it, and it's not fun.
So in a nutshell, Hardie is not a DIY product.
Correct. I would say not.
When we get back from the break, we'll kind of get into the meat of this, the differences between the Hardie and the Smart and stuff like that. So we'll be with you after the break. Go ahead.
Doug Jackson is our guest. Big Brain, as they call him. I'm going to stick with that. You know that, right?
Thanks.
Talking some things you might be thinking about for spring remodels, and we'll tell you more about the siding choices you have coming up on KRMG Home Pros. This is 102.3 KRMG.
This is KRMG Home Pros on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Welcome back to Home Pros. It's 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. I'm Skyler Cooper with Daryl and Aaron Moody from Moody Custom Homes. Our guest today is construction expert Doug Jackson, Big Brain as they call him. We're just going to keep that rocking. Hey. Talking today about, we'll get into some of the things for spring remodels that you might be thinking about. You know, siding, windows, pergolas, porches, all that kind of stuff. Some windows, too. And Daryl, before the break, we were talking about, we're going to mention the different kinds of siding. There's really sort of two leading parts, right?
Right. You have LP Smart, and then you have Hardie. And LP Smart is actually made here in the United States. Hardie is an Australian product. The James Hardie is an Australian product. And one thing I want to point out real quick is when our customers come to us as custom home builders, we give them their choice. What we do is we ask them to study it. We ask them if they want to talk to the lumber salesman, they're welcome to, and get their information, which then they tell them where to go on the internet to study it. And so any information we give you today is Doug's experience plus what we've pulled off the internet. So Doug, we get right into this, so we got a lot of stuff to cover. Let's talk about installing the two of them. Tell us the good and the bad with just the downright installing. Now, I know that Hardie comes in only 12-foot lengths, and you can explain to us why where Smart comes in 16-foot lengths and why that's good and why that's bad and why they each have to do that.
Well, my wife texted me at the break, and when we were talking about Smart siding a while ago, I mentioned that it was made from an OSB product. Well, OSB is oriented strand board, which is basically a high-quality wafer board that's oriented and compressed, and then the texture put on the outside of that siding. That product is available 16 foot long, like Daryl said. It's also about a third the weight of the Hardie board, so from an installation standpoint, it's a lot easier to move around, a lot more flexible, and it's not brittle like the Hardie board. So from an installation standpoint, it's going to go up a lot quicker, a third faster. You're going to have 33% fewer joints because the board is longer. The Hardie board is only 12 foot long. You have to be very careful nailing on the edges and the ends because it is a brittle product. You have to use special fasteners, whether you use hardy board or smart board. They have to be galvanized or stainless steel because the last thing you want to do is have a paint job put on it and then have an exposed nail head rust and streak down your siding. So whichever one you use, hardy or smart, you have to use all the proper tools and accessories to make the job complete.
It is brittle enough and has been known also that big enough hail will chip it.
Hail, golf balls, basketballs.
Baseballs. Rocks shot out of lawnmowers. And none of that is covered under their warranty. But I want to point out something here real quick. We were talking earlier about they actually have some product, some thing they blend into the Smart that makes it insect resistant.
And yeah, the borate.
The boric that they make it insect resistant, and also they actually do have a fireproofing agent that brings it up to fireproofing with the Smart, with the Hardy. And the Hardy, one of their big claims is that it is fireproof, but it's a misnomer. It is actually not that much concrete in that product. Is that correct?
That's correct. Concrete's a very small percentage of the product or the components that go into the Hardy product. The main thing is the silica dust and the fiber mesh, and then that's bound together with the concrete.
When we talk about concrete, though, I want to mention this because most neighborhoods, new ones especially, have their covenants and their restrictions that you have to build. We'll call it 70% of your house has to be masonry. Well, Hardy, within those covenants and the parameters of most home builders and developers, Hardy does count as a masonry product.
They had a good lobbyist.
Yes, they had a very good lobbyist. So if you're looking at options for that, you know, I mean, obviously it's a cost thing to some people. And when you have to hit a certain percentage of masonry on your home and you don't want, obviously, spend the money on the rock, but, you know, brick, you want something to change it up a little bit, you can use Hardy.
Yes.
Okay, so Doug, you install both of these products, and I have to tell you, when we have customers look at it, like I said, we give them their choice. We tell them to study it and determine what they want. So first off, do you charge more for one or the other to put them up?
Absolutely, because you have a lot more pieces of the Hardy board that go up in a given amount of square footage because it's only 12-foot long boards. The Smart siding is 16-foot long boards. You have a third less product right to begin with. The Hardy board's a lot heavier. It's about three times as heavy as the Smart. It's shorter. It's harder to work with. It cuts slower. You also have to wear breathing equipment to do it right. And it also is a lot more brittle. So the last nail you put in a piece of siding is the one that's going to blow that piece of siding out. And then you got to redo the whole thing.
You got to tear that off. So then, you charge more. So tell me something then. When you look at things and they look at them in what they call board feet, so I need to put up 500 square feet of siding, whether it be Smart or whether it be a Hardy. Is there any more, when I come to you, like when you used to sell the products and stuff, and you sold both, and so when I come to you and I say I need 500 square feet, you guys put on their overage waste. Do you figure more waste with one or the other?
I do, and that's not from any kind of industry standard is just from what I've seen on the job site. The Hardy is a lot more brittle product. It gets damaged being carried around. So back in the day, I would typically send about 20% overage on Hardy, and I'd send about 10% overage on Smart because of a waste factor.
And in the construction business, everything gets overage, whether you're putting down tile floors or whatever. They always figure overage, and it's
20% waste.
20%
is a lot.
Or the human factor.
20% is a lot.
And so typically on most things, 10% is usually an average. I know that's an average somewhere in tile, setting tile and stuff. So you're basically talking double the overage.
Correct. The job site wastage.
What would you do with the extra, no matter which product? If there's just, you know, little bitty pieces on the end of those 16 footers.
That's complete trash, you know.
Contaminate landfills is what you do with it.
I guess in our situation, you know, if it's a good solid piece, we can send it back. A lot of people can't. And it depends on who you order from. Some lumber yards, you take it, it's yours. Too bad, so sad. 10
pieces
or one piece.
That's when you start seeing dog houses and patio sheds spring up in the neighborhood.
Really nice doghouses.
Exactly, yeah.
They both offer unique finishes too, right? I guess that's just the look you want?
Yeah, you can get a textured finish in either product. You can get a smooth in either product.
You can get a cedar shake in Smart. Uh-huh. Hardy does not have it right now, or I think they got rid of it maybe.
The Random Shake.
Or Great Random Shake, Cedar Shake, yeah.
And a lot of people ask about a pre-finish option on this either one of these products, and well, that just gives me chills having to put up something that's pre-finished and scratches.
You know,
so
I don't
recommend a pre-finish.
That's one of those things that is there's so many things in the construction industry about that.
It sounds a whole lot better in theory.
Well, it sounds like it, but then read the fine print, people, because they send you a pen, a marking pen, to go, okay, when you cut this and you put it up, you have to take this tiny little pen the size of a Sharpie and go color in all the edges. You know, and so read the fine print.
Need to take a quick break here. Check the news at the bottom of the hour. You're listening to KRMG Home Pros. Doug Jackson is our guest today. We'll be right back.
You're listening to KRMG Home Pros on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Welcome back to Home Pros on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. I'm Skyler Cooper with Daryl and Aaron Moody from Moody Custom Homes. And we're talking a lot of remodel today. They don't just build new homes, but they do a ton of remodels. BuildYourCustomHome.com is the website. And the phone number, Aaron?
918-734-4059.
If you have needs for an electrician, call Brandon. He's at Ideal Electric, 918-812-7641. And we're coming up on spring. If yesterday was no reminder that tornadoes can happen anytime, call Oz Safe Rooms, 405-672-8400. I bet he got a couple of calls yesterday because it can happen anywhere.
He's still giving that discount too, people.
Oh, cool.
$500 off. And then he's doing the discount no matter what, $500 off, and then he's adding another $500 for the first person that calls and says, hey, I heard about you on the show. Another $500, so $1,000 off.
Actually, we're giving the $500 if they call today.
We are matching that. Yes.
Yeah. And then the other thing I want to point out real quick is both Ideal Electric and Oz Safe Room are going to be at the Tulsa Home and Garden Show here in 2 weeks. They're going to be there right there, kind of right next to us in booths. So
you'll see us out there. You guys will be, you'll have a presence the 24th, 25th, and 26th in the Exchange Center for the Home and Garden Show. And we're going to do our show live out there. But you're also going to be at the home show in OKC next weekend, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Friday, Saturday, cool. Sunday.
So no matter which end of the turnpike you're on, you can go see Moody Custom Homes. Today we're talking with Doug Jackson about siding, and we've been talking about a Hardy board, which a lot of people have heard of. And then there's the this cool product called LP Smart Siding, which you said stands for Louisiana
Pacific.
Manufacturer.
Which he likes. He's a Louisianian. And however you say this.
Are you? I just went down there for the first time over Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And Ogeron and Burroughs 2020.
Yeah. That was embarrassing. That was an embarrassing football game. So we're talking about LP Smart Side and James Hardy board. I was Googling pictures of Smart Side during the break because I hadn't seen it. So I wanted to compare, and Daryl was showing me all the different patterns that they can come in and the way they look. So it's handy stuff. We're comparing them on today's show. The warranties kind of vary too, right?
Yeah, the LP Smart Side actually has a 50-year warranty if installed correctly and painted properly, where the James Hardy product has a 30-year. Now, the LP Smart Side is a 5-year labor-included warranty with a 50-year on the product. So it's a very, very good warranty. And a lot of people don't realize that it's a better warranty in the field than the Hardy board.
Hey, real quick, and you talk about installed properly, and both of these products go up in similar ways. For instance, when you do have to do what they call a butt joint, when you've got a 30-foot wall and you need to put two pieces of Smart up or three pieces of Hardy. But each one of those joints require
Expansion gap.
So tell us what that is and how you have to handle that and what you have to do to it afterwards.
Well, changes in heat and cooled cause material to expand and contract. So you have to leave an expansion gap, typically an 1/8 inch, 3/16, which is the thickness of a nickel, give or take, between the two pieces of butt in siding. So that means in the summertime when it expands, it doesn't buckle. And then in that joint, you have to caulk it using an elastomeric sealant, brand name Volcom or Quad. There are a number of different products out there that meet that spec. You don't want to use a silicone and you don't want to use a latex. Latex is a water base. It's not going to last.
Speaking of gap, I want to mention something for anybody who's out there who's possibly DIYing some new siding or having it done by somebody, especially if you're doing this on a chimney or where any type of siding meets your roof line. Where the siding meets the roof, or it should be flashing technically, down there where it touches, you should have a gap of at least, I think, was it called for quarter inch or half inch, one of the two.
Oh, I usually leave an inch at least.
Yeah, I think you'd have to look. It tells you specifically on there what to leave, but you have to leave a gap there so that water, snow, ice, and things like that potentially can flow underneath it, or else it's just like anything else. Water will absorb in that from the bottom on the unsealed edge, and you can really have yourself a lot of problems.
Well, Doug, let me ask you something back onto that subject real quick. If now both of these manufacturers say that in order to be put up properly, before they actually put that piece and you're doing a butt joint, that you are to coat the end of that.
Yes.
Is that so? That means you're not wanting to sit out there with a paintbrush. Is there a product that you use just when you make a saw cut or you butt joint that at the end? If you butt joint it, it's factory, you don't need to. But if you make a saw cut and you put it up against a corner trim piece or whatever, they say anytime you have to, because it's already, I guess, treated on the ends otherwise. Is that true with both of them or what?
I just kept a tube of caulk in my pouch, and whenever I'd run into a situation like that, I would just quick seal it and then fit it to the siding.
So you just caulk the end of that board and then put the board up?
Correct.
And then it sets and dries, and then when they come and put paint, you got the eighth-inch gap, and you deal with it that way.
Good to go, following manufacturer's recommendations.
And I want to cover something. We do use both, as I said. And a lot of times that people will mix them. So they like to use the fascia. And for everybody that's listening, what that is when you look up and you look at the horizontal thing up the overhang of your roof, you look at the horizontal pieces.
Where the dirt gobbers build their nests.
Yeah, that's called the soffit. And then the piece that goes around and it's vertical, that where your shingles hang over it, that's called your fascia. And we have a lot of people that'll actually, even if they use smart, they'll use hardy fascia. Why is that?
It's just a product that the 16-foot length is not quite as critical on a fascia, because typically you've got differences in elevation changes, so you can get away with a 12-foot without as many seams. The product itself is pretty durable in that type of environment because it gets a lot of rain, a lot of hail in that respect.
And yeah, you get the gutters covering most of it, so you're not so – number one is it helps – any kind of rot whatsoever, which Smart has that too. However, you're not worried about hail damage because it's going to tear your gutters up before it's going to tear that up.
Well, it's a thicker product than the siding too. Whenever you use we never use a hardy fascia board. So it's not as, you know, potent to things like being brittle and getting hail damage.
And it may have something to do with what the lumber yard carries. They're not going to carry two duplicate products that do the same thing equally well that are the same price.
Because you can get Hardy 1x2 also, along with Smart 1x2 for your gutter rail. The other thing you can get is 2x in it. You can get 2x4 and 2x6, I believe, in Hardy. I'd have to double check that.
Yeah, well, they don't like the Hardy 1x2. Most of your installers don't,
right?
Because it's so brittle, it'll shatter when they try to put nails
in
it.
Yeah,
when
you run a nail through
it. They don't really like that.
Yeah.
But and I don't want to quite get totally into it yet until the next break, but maybe a little bit around all the windows and doors. If it's a door, they have what they call brick mold or whatever on a door generally. But around windows, especially if it's siding, you have essentially, it's a 2x4 trim.
Yeah, that trim needs to be thicker than the siding that butts into it to give you a caulk space.
And also the siding, since it's lap, that means it's going to be thicker at the end of the 8 inches than it is up towards the top of each individual piece. So what is that product that goes around those windows?
It's called a Smart Trim, or it's called a Hardy Trim, and that product is usually a full 1 inch thick. So that when you double up two pieces of 3/8-inch thick siding, you get a 3/4 overall, and then that gives you space to caulk because the trim you're putting it up against is 1 inch thick.
Okay. It's true dimensional, like rough cedar is true dimensional.
Correct.
Unlike your dimensional 2x4s where it's only a 2x4 is only 1.5 inches by 3.5 inches.
Yeah, this is a full 1 inch thick trim board that goes around all your windows.
Okay, so now when you're butting this, that trim board goes, you put the windows in, that trim board goes up around those windows.
I'm glad you brought up the fact about windows.
I want to get into that in a minute. But anyhow, so you put the window goes on, and then if the window's done properly, it has a proper tape and sealant and everything, the caulk underneath them and everything else, which we'll get into in a second. But when you put that trim around there, that 2x4 trim, then when you put the siding, then the siding goes on afterwards. So you still need to leave that 1/8-inch gap between that trim and that siding.
Something to caulk, yes.
Okay. So now, getting back to what you were trying to get at, we talk to people about when they want to look at window replacement, that you're better off, especially if it's siding. It's a little harder to do, of course, if it's brick or rock, but if it's siding, you want replacement windows, you're better off buying a construction flanged window, because we're tearing that stuff off anyway.
Yeah, you want to get a new construction window that has a flange. And a lot of times when people call me to talk about—
explain why that is.
Well, a lot of times when people call me to talk about siding, I go out there and look, and I tell them at the same time we do the siding, we can replace the windows, because the work, the hard work is already done pulling the siding off. So at that point, we go ahead and pull the old window out. We use a new construction window that has a nail flange that completely encompasses the perimeter of that opening and gives us something to nail and caulk into. Then after we get that new construction window put in, then we run the siding. So everything to the exterior of that house is brand new.
Okay, back up a minute. Why is that so much better than when they go do it, they basically, for lack of a better term, they just use a sawzall and cut the inside. They leave all the flange inside of the wall.
In real basic terms, there's two types of windows. There is a new construction window that has a nailing flange, and then there is a replacement window that has a flat jamb that's made to slide into an opening that you cut an old window out of. So if we take the siding off, we remove the old window, then we have an opportunity to use a product with a nailing flange to go back into that opening and seal it just like we would if it were a new home.
So tell us how that window is sealed and why that's so much more important than just using a replacement window if you have the possibility.
Well, if we have the opportunity to use that window with the nailing flange, we will caulk the part of that nailing flange that touches the home. And then when we install that window, we will fasten with screws through that nailing flange through the caulk into the house. So that window is a lot more secure than one that's just slipped in.
And then what goes around that what goes over that nailing
flange? Once we get that window screwed in, then we can use a couple of different flashing tape products, a Protecto tape, a Tyvek tape, anything to seal, zip tape, anything to seal that window into that opening to stop any moisture infiltration.
Because here's one thing that I've found out over the years, and that it's not necessarily the quantity of insulation, like an R, whatever, isn't near as important as the air penetration.
Exactly. The air infiltration is where you lose your energy.
So you can't stop air penetration through a replacement window if you're trying to leave the existing siding. So even if you wanted to just replace the window board, the boards around that window, you're better off pulling those boards off, replacing those, and putting up a new construction window with a flange than you would otherwise. Is that correct?
That is correct. Anytime you can, a new construction flange window is the best way to go.
Take a quick break here. You're listening to KRMG Home Pros. Doug Jackson is our guest. Remember, if you have any questions, text us right now, 95920. This is KRMG Home Pros.
KRMG Home Pros on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Welcome back to Home Pros on KRMG. I'm Skyler Cooper with the Home Pros themselves, Daryl and Aaron Moody from Moody Custom Homes. We'll wrap up the show here in a couple of minutes to tell you about where you can see them over the next couple of weeks, a few home and garden shows, a lot of things going on with these guys getting out, and you can come shake their hand and pick their brains a little bit. They know a lot of things, I can tell you. We are talking with Doug Jackson today, and we've been talking a lot about windows. So we did a lot of siding talk. We've been doing a little bit of window talk because we're thinking down the road a little bit. It's going to be spring, and people might be thinking about remodels. These are good things to do.
Yeah, and I want to hit something real quick. We talked about if we do a remodel and people ask us to redo their windows, which I know people don't really think of us as doing that. However, if you can put a flange window on there, not only is it better for long term, for not only moisture but air penetration, so R factor and everything, it's a lot less money.
It's more secure,
and yeah, it's more secure. So I kind of wanted to point those out. What do you think you'd save a window going from a new construction window with a flange compared to a replacement window?
If you're doing siding at the same time, that's where the majority of the labor cost is at, getting that window prepped to accept the new construction size unit. You're probably going to save about $100 a hole.
And that's significant, especially since the average 2,000-3,000 square foot house has 20 windows in them.
Yeah.
So that's not insignificant. You're talking a couple $1,000s.
Yeah, if you're going to do one or the other, think seriously about teaming them up and doing them both at the same time.
Okay, and which you can get all kinds of loans these days. We can go to Sarah Hadrava and talk to them. They can help you with those kind of things. And so what else do we need to know about windows and siding that we didn't ask you?
Well, did we talk about the low-E coating? You got to get a low-E window.
Well, and that's just it. We've talked in the show before about you wouldn't want to buy a brand-new 2020 vehicle that only had 2005 features in it, so... Tell us about it.
Don't skimp on your windows. I mean, go for the low-E coating, go for the argon gas, go for the highest U-value window you can get.
And by the way, at the same time, you have us out there. You notice how I put that in there. Have us out there doing your windows and your siding.
Yeah, ask y'all about your pergolas.
Yes, and also you can have us do your... you can have us do your shutters and stuff, and then we can build your pergolas and your outdoor kitchens.
Get out of my head.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Doug. I mean, that's unsolicited.
You know, the other thing on windows, too, that people need to be aware of is if you got a house that's an older house, especially, and you're going to new windows, some of those new windows by code might have to be tempered. You know, they may not be in your existing house or in your current house on those existing windows.
Change one of those windows to a walkout door to your new outdoor living area that...
That's a very, very good idea, but there are certain codes and restrictions now to keep in mind for
and
things
I'm
like
I'm glad I brought windows. That point up because at the same time you're changing that siding out and redoing those windows, that would be the time to cut in a new French door opening, access to your backyard. You know, you can, if you're doing the siding anyway, that would be the time to change the access points to the house.
Well, and now that you've kind of throwing it out there, you brought up this idea that outdoor living spaces, it's a good time to do it because if, let me tell you, the spring is the nicest time to use your outdoor living spaces. Sometimes it gets too hot in the summer. So that's building your pergolas, your porches, your patios, your outdoor kitchens. And at the same time, if you wanted to go ahead and put you in a fire pit or a fireplace or something. And we at Moody Custom Homes, we do all of that.
And good guys stay busy. So get on the list now for spring enjoyment.
Yeah, that's true. If somebody's available and they're cheap, then you might not want them doing that for you. That's, well, that's
I used to laugh and say, don't ever trust anybody who could get to your job the next day. There's a reason they're not busy.
We just did a beautiful fireplace for a homeowner that we're building out in Broken Arrow, and I just posted it on our Instagram, so go check it out, Moody Custom Homes on Instagram. It's a gorgeous fireplace. Our masons did a phenomenal job, so we can get you one just like it.
Well, and one thing I want to say, too, is and we're going to get into this, is, you know, KRMG has a great show in the morning. What time's that on? 9 to noon? Is what's he call that?
Storjahan? Oh, the KRMG Gardening Show with Alan Storjahan.
Alan Storjahan. Yes. He's the guy to ask about the plants and things like this. However, what I want to tell you is right now, January, February, if you want to build like rock beds or you want to build some type of – it requires some type of build to get your landscaping beds done and things, or if you want to do something to your house that you're going to be destroying the yard – right now is the time to be having us come out and look at that and see what we can do for you. And then, of course, Alan Storjahan is the one to talk to about what plants and when to plant those and things. So,
don't forget, this coming weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Skylar has it pulled up. I don't think it has the hours on there, but Oklahoma City, it's the State Fair Park, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. We will be there, Moody Custom Homes booth. Those 3 days... What do you got there? You got, Friday, noon to 9 p.m. That's a late show. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. And Sunday is 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We will be there. Is Oz going to be there? Are they going to be there?
In Oklahoma
be there,
City?
Or, yeah.
No, they don't have a booth there, but okay. We might get him to come down and spend some time with us and bring some brochures.
Okay. So if you're in that midst area where you're still on the 102.3 FM side or you are on the 740 a.m., side of KRMG down there in the Oklahoma City area. Come check us out.
Which also, Ideal Electric has an office in Oklahoma City, so we might get them to come by there
too.
They
do. So, yeah, it'd be a great time to come meet us. And you got a project or wanting to do a project in the area, you can meet Tom, our new superintendent that is down there. Wonderful guy. Been in the industry a lot of years.
And one thing, maybe we can talk big brain in here, come to the Tulsa show and hanging out for a few hours. So if you have any questions you want to come and talk to big brain about, whether it's chemistry.
Signing autographs.
Yeah, signing autographs.
There'll be a line, I'm sure. Yeah, that show, the Green Country Home and Garden Show, is at the Exchange Center at the Expo at Expo Square, the 24th through the 26th. We'll do this show right here live on the 25th at 2 o'clock. And that's Friday 12 to 8, Saturday 10 to 8, and Sunday 11 to 5.
And it's free to get into.
Yeah, free show, and we usually give away some cash. I'm looking for that here, but there's always some kind of giveaway when you come in the door.
Did I mention it's a free show and it's going to be wintertime, so it's a great time to come on out. And usually y'all have great attendance out there. It's a good show.
It's a lot. lot of fun, and we'll be doing a lot of live radio too. So if you just want to see how this is all done, it's as chaotic as it sounds, I promise.
And it's free to get into.
It is KRMG Home Pros.
Yes, I think it's free.
Have we mentioned it's free? We'll be free back next week with more Home Pros. It's 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.